Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 772. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how. Let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. We really should be charging for them. I've had so many people say that you should charge for your literature and your tapes and CDs and all this, because people will think that they're more important, that they're more enlightening, that they're worth more. If you just give them away, they're not going to treasure them or think of them as being valuable. Well, I think that salvation is valuable, and the Lord gave salvation to me free of charge, and so I just don't charge for it. If it gets to the point where we don't have enough money to be on the air, we don't have enough money to pay for all these things, I'll just have to cut back on it. But I'm not going to sell the gospel. Okay, this is the way I am, and so we're continuing Revelation. I've got songs, but right now, let's pray. Lord God, that you will continue anointing my programs with your Spirit. It is the Spirit, not the letter, that brings forth life, but it's the Holy Spirit. And I pray that your Spirit will finally take hold on people that are so carnal that when they're being reproved and rebuked, they cry and they feel so sorry for their rotten selves. Lord, tell them in the Spirit to move themselves out of the way and become mortal, become dead to their own feelings, to their own selves, and that they will begin receiving the word with thanksgiving instead of feeling they're being persecuted when they're being told how to write something, or of course they don't write, but if they're reading something wrong. They want to run the show their way, this program, and I like to run it by your Spirit. Of course, they don't think of anything like that. But Lord, I pray that you'll heal the sick and afflicted. There's so many sick people, so many afflicted, so many people that are needy, have a need, like in Africa, where they need water really bad out there, and food in India, and water. These are human beings that you made, Lord, out of the dirt of the ground. You made the mold, the mother and the stamper, at the beginning of time, and fruit trees keep bringing forth fruit, the same kind all the time. Dogs keep having dogs. Cats keep having cats. Giraffes keep having giraffes. Humans keep having humans. And everything is the same. Everything has seed in itself. And you put seed in everyone so that they can bring forth more and more and more. You like more. And there's men that want to be married to men, which they can't bring forth anything, and women with women. It's just not your plan at all. And they despise your plan. They'd rather do what Satan wants them to do. But Lord, I pray that in this tape of Revelation, that it will, by your Spirit, give them encouragement to repent and begin doing things according to your plan and not theirs. People that feel sorry for themselves, Lord, let them feel sorry for themselves no more, so that they can enter heaven rather than hell with their feelings. And Lord, people that are poverty-stricken everywhere, Lord, we have to remember in your word where you feed the little birds. So we should never be discouraged. We should just pray. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Not be discouraged, but pray for food. You're able to send a little bird or somebody to bring food. Or if people would just ask missions, there's plenty of food in missions everywhere. We have plenty of food. If people ask us, we give to them. It's you telling us to do it, and so we do it. And so, Lord, we'd like to pray that you will give our needs. People that have devils, cast them out. Homosexual demons, lesbian demons, people that can't seem, they're just so weak, they can't seem to get over their diseases and the demons that are in them, like sex demons, they just can't seem to get over that hurdle. But Lord, we have to be in you, and if you are in us and we're in you, and we're strongly in you, there shouldn't be any problem. because you are all the power. You have all the power in the universe. All power, all wisdom and power is given unto you, Jesus. And if you are in us, we have enough power. Our flesh is weak, but when you're in us, we have the power over our flesh. Lord, we ask that you help everyone that needs the help that is yours or going to be yours. And Lord, do what you will with the others, what it is written of the others that you're going to do to them. Lord, you destroying works of the devil, continue strongly, bind the devil, shut every door to him. Don't give him one opportunity for anything, Father God, and open up great and mighty doors for us. For I ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now we're going to be talking today about the city where the Lamb is the light. It lies 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And when the city was measured with the measuring reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. So it's 12,000 furlongs high. Now, do you know what a furlong is? Do you know how many miles 12,000 furlongs are? That is 1,500. There's never a city in this world that even comes close to this city. This city is 1,500 miles wide. New York is just like a little spot. Los Angeles is just a little dot compared to that. Can you imagine a city 1,500? We're talking about a city here. It's 1,500 miles long, which is halfway to New York from Los Angeles, and 1,500 miles wide, which is like halfway or less from Los Angeles to Florida. And that's a big city. Amen?
Amen?
You could throw Mexico City, all the major cities in the world, Hong Kong, New York, Los Angeles, all the major cities in the world in there, and still there would be room. But there's going to be a lot of people in that city. It's like half of the United States of America. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen?
We are the ones that are building that city. We're working on the building. And here I am to sing, well, I'm a working on the building. It's got a firm foundation.
Well, I'm a working on a building. It's a true foundation. Well, I'm a holding up the bloodstain. Banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. Well, I'm a going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward, well, I'm a working on the building. It's a true foundation. Well, I'm a holding up the bloodstain, battle for my love. Well, I ever get tired of working on the building. Well, I'm a going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward. Well, I'm a working on a building. It's a true foundation. Well, I'm a holding up the bloodstain, banner for my love. Well, I never get tired of working on a building. Well, I'm a going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward. My reward. Well, I'm a working on the building. It's a true foundation. Well, I'm a holding up the bloodstain, banner for my love. Well, I never get tired of working on a building. Well, I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward, well, I'm working on a building, it's a true foundation, well, I'm holding up the bloodstone, banner for my love, well, I never get tired of working on a building, well, I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward.
Yeah, to get my reward. And what a reward it is to be able to live in paradise, the most gorgeous, the biggest, the most powerful city in the world. It never is going to be corrupted. It's made out of gold, solid gold. The foundations are 12 precious stones, different precious stones. And it's just so worth working for, it's worth living for, and it's worth dying for. And the Lord gives us the instructions how we can inherit it. And some people feel sorry for themselves and they are so nauseating to me. I just can't take people that feel sorry for themselves rather than the people that are in China that are being slaughtered for the gospel and people that don't have enough food to eat and people that are drinking infested waters and people that are lost and nobody will bring the message to them. And these kind of people that feel sorry for them, they won't lift a finger. They don't care if you instruct them that this I want out of a letter, is that I want out of a letter, this is no good. That, and they start weeping like they're being persecuted. Those are the most rotten, scummy people in the world. They're just feeling sorry for themselves. They're so self-centered and selfish and think they're wise and they're stupid, guttural stupidity. Well, anyway, I have to show my sentiment towards Satan all the time. So anyway, we're in verse 16, and this is chapter 21, and the city lieth foursquare. You know, people that don't want to hear about the city where you're going to be living for eternity, well, you won't be living there then. If this is boring to you, well, then there's something desperately spiritually wrong with you. Because you haven't got an ounce of sense in your head. I want to know about this town, this city. Major city. It's like all the major cities in the world, only it's not like them at all. These are gold. People murder for gold. People are murdered for gold. People live to mine gold all their lives. And in heaven, it's a put down. The streets are made out of gold. That's no big deal there. There's so much gold there that it's not a big deal. And the city lies four square. It's square. And the length of it is as large as the breadth. So it's as long as it is wide, in other words. And he measured the city with the reed. It's a measuring reed. We read the Bible and see it. 12,000 furlongs, 1,500 miles the length. And 1,500 miles the breadth, and the height of it are equal, 1,500 miles high. But it's so high you can't get over it. So low you can't get under it. So wide you can't get around it. You got to come in at the door. And the door is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 17, and he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits. Well, a cubit is from your fist, or average man's fist, to his elbow. That's according to the measure of a man, from his fist to his elbow, approximately 18 inches, is of the angel. Measure of a man, that is of the angel. Verse 18. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold. Wow, pure gold. What is pure gold? Isn't that 24 carat? Sharon?
Yes.
24 carat, like unto clear glass. When it gets pure like that, it's even more than 24 carat because it gets to be like pure glass. It turns like, I've seen it before, where it's red. At the Bell Mead Mansion in Nashville, Tennessee, they have a pure gold window up above the door. It's like a transit, and it's red. Well, of course, this is like going to be gold, though. Gold like unto clear glass. And it's amazing that it does look like clear glass. Verse 19, Sharon, begin reading.
And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. Verse 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold.
Pure gold. We walk on the gold up there. It's like curbs and gutters. Made out of gold. And here people are living for it and dying for it. And the economy's bad. There's nothing for people to have. They don't have no stinking gold. They don't have no coin. No folding money. But if you remember in his word, where he feeds the little birds. He even feeds the little birds, so don't you think he says you're worth more than little birds to the Lord? Especially if you're serving God, you're far more than his little birds. So you have to take your burdens to the Lord in prayer. Now, people are gung-ho to read here, but I want to expound. If you take your burdens to the Lord, he'll answer you. But if you don't ask, and you say, well, we don't want to hear this. We've heard this before, and we never paid any attention to it. We've never asked, and that's why we're broke. People are getting broker and broker by every day. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so when we need money, when we need healing, we have to ask so that we can receive. If you dummy up on the Lord, you don't ask. You just think you're so precious that he's got to do something for you when he says he won't do it. Well, then you don't have faith because the Lord said you have to ask if you want something from him. You have to come up to the door, Christ is the door, and knock on the door of the kingdom of heaven, which is Christ, and ask if you want healing. If you've got a bad understanding, if you don't have any wisdom, knowledge, or understanding, well, you can ask for it, and the Lord says that he'll pour it out on you without measure. But you don't ask, and you think you're so precious. Don't we all think we're so cute and so precious? You know how you flirt in the mirror with yourselves, don't you? And then God just loves you as much as you love yourself. Actually, folks, he loves you more, but you show that you don't love the Lord when you don't want anything from him. Well, we do want something. No, you don't. Not if you don't ask. You have to go according to his rules and his regulations. Well, that just bothers a lot of people because they just figure they're so hot stuff that they don't need to do what the Lord says. And that's why they're insane. People are insane. Did you know that? I just can't understand. You know, when I'm on the freeways here in Los Angeles, I don't drive because my eyes are so bad. You should thank God that I don't drive because, you know, I'd drive you right off the road and probably wind up in the ditch myself. I'm legally blind, and if the blind lead the blind, they're going to fall in the ditch, amen?
Amen.
But I'm spiritually not blind. I've got 20/20 vision spiritually. And I know you want to make me get busy and say these things fast, but I want it to sink in your brain like the hairs in a drain, because this is just the rule of thumb all the time. It never changes. That's like the way people are. They say, well, I want a drink of water, and they go over to the lamp and turn the lamp on, and they expect to get water. No, the rule is you have to go over to the drinking fountain, or you have to go to the sink, or you have to go to your refrigerator and get yourself you have to go where the water is, and where the things are that people want are where the Lord is. And you're not going to get them any other way, folks. You really have to get up to the throne of the Lord and really lay in there and ask him for whatever it is that you want. And then if you ask, everyone that asks, the Bible says, will receive. Now, the reason so many people are hungry and broke and are at wit's end because the economy, those people that really know the Lord, they don't worry about the stinking economy. That's for half-wits like President Bush and all these scholars that study about money for them to worry about. I don't worry about it. And why, if God doesn't send the money in, I just go off the air. It's no big deal. And I just happen to believe that he does feed the little birds. And since I've been saved, I've never gone hungry, except the times when the Lord put me on a long fast. And I really learned lessons when he did that. But I know one thing. If you get up to the Lord in prayer, and what could be easier than talking to your Creator? And yet people don't want to hear about that. We don't get on with Revelation. We want to know more information. We're hungry for information. We don't want to do what the Bible says, but we just want to know what it says. Don't you think I know you? I know the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is a very sweet, sweet spirit if you're saved. It comes down into the room where you're at. Sweet spirit comes into the place. And it happens only with the saved, the born again, people that appreciate the Lord. People that just want to learn what he has to say or what's in there. They don't really get any depth out of him whatsoever, and they never pray. They're too busy learning things. But my God, you ought to learn to go to the refrigerator where the water is. You must learn where to go get your food. You must learn where to get your rent money or your money to buy your cosmetics or your clothing or pay your rent or to pay your house payments. Why are so many people going down the tubes? People, all these economists say, well, it's because, you know, they went and took out loans. And the banks said that they knew they wouldn't be able to pay their payments because they didn't even have a job and so on and so on. They go on. No, it's because they don't pray to the Lord. And they're attempting to live above their means, all right? Now, the Lord starts giving you money, and he gives you the means, and he sets the standard for you. And if you continue on serving him, he'll give you money. What about all these jokers that don't serve the Lord? They don't love the Lord. They're coming against the Lord. They have money. The Lord loves a certain amount of people that have money because he knows they're not of the Lord and he knows they're going to hell, and he just lets them have that while they're here on earth. And some people, you see them combing their hair while I'm bringing a message. That's so important. Their hairs. So, and the 12 gates, I want to know where I'm going. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, every several gate of one pearl. Just one. You don't have to worry about there being two because it won't happen that way. God's word is solid. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it, because we live in them. We are housed in God. We are branches in the olive tree. We are branches in the vine. Jesus said, my Father is the farmer, I am the vine, and you are the branches. You're in me. If you dry up on me and stop bringing forth souls, if you dry up on me and stop praying, then you're going to die. Just like if you break a branch off of a tree, it's going to shrivel up and die. Verse 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Well, I'm going to the city where the Lamb is the light. Oh, yes. In the city where there cometh no night, I got a mansion over there that's free from toil or care. Yeah, I'm going where the Lamb is the light. All right, well, it's time to get united with the kingdom of heaven. Jesus and his people are actually the new Jerusalem. We are the bride of Christ. We are one with him. And we're the fullness of God, the Bible says, the fullness, because he fills us up and we fill him up in heaven. So if you want to be part of the Golden City, the city where the Lamb is the light, if you want to live forever and be happy and never get sick or die again and be with any of your loved ones that have gone on before you, and especially with Jesus, the living God, and never, ever be worried with bills or any plagues or any government agency coming on your door or your children being stolen from you or anything being stolen from you, your houses, all the things that you have worked so hard for. Say this prayer and know and have faith and be confident that these things, that you will be in heaven. And just keep praising the Lord and thanking Him. Say this prayer to Him. Say, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that You, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that You shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. You will save my soul, I know, because Your word says so. Your word says that You'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that You have heard me, and I know that You have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul." Now just raise your hands and praise the Lord and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 772. Please let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow so you can hear the conclusion, or we're getting close to the end of the book of Revelation, so you won't want to miss this. And until then, God bless you and praise the Lord.